Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So if you missed it, Tiger was 2-over today, first round of the PGA Championship. The leader, Brooks Koepka, at 7-under. So Tiger's got a lot of ground to make up in terms of being able to catch the leader. And, you know, one of the things I learned with Tiger the last handful of years is that I like to play golf, but I only like to watch golf if Tiger's involved. Like, if I'm going to tell you right now, if Tiger's not involved on Saturday and Sunday, I might go mow the lawn again or something like that, George. That's my plan, all right? Just stay on top of it. You know, we've been talking a lot of Nebraska basketball today, as it's been yesterday. Was speaking of mowing the lawn, I joked yesterday that, hey, I'm going to mow the lawn, and by the time I'm finished, I bet Hoiberg will sign another guy. And lo and behold, I mowed the lawn, I come in, and boom, he signed another guy. That's now 11 new players in 33 days. That's one player every 3 days. Not to mention the news of the guys transferring, because I've kind of felt like the other day, I was like, man, I feel like I've talked just a ton of Nebraska basketball for the spring. And it's like, well, they're in the news every day, whether a guy's leaving or a guy's signed. It has been crazy what has happened over the last month for Fred Hoiberg. Absolutely crazy. 402-951-1620. Let's grab Jack quick. What's up, Jack? How you doing? Go ahead.
Hey, what up, Nick?
What's up?
Hey, just thought I'd ask. Obviously you watch the World Herald, you watch Journal Star, they're going to, brown nose their way to these are the best recruits ever. But I wanted to know if you truly thought this is an upgrade in talent. Obviously it's a change in fit, as you talked about earlier, but is this a substantial upgrade in talent?
Yeah, Jack, man, I appreciate the phone call at 402-951-1620. You know what the real answer to that question is? I don't know. I mean, we got to let them play, right? I mean, there's been plenty of guys that you thought were ballers on paper and weren't. And then there's plenty of guys that you thought, this guy probably won't do much. And how many people thought Isaiah Roby would become, like, be it? When Isaiah Roby signed, do people think, now that's a guy that's going to get drafted one day? I mean, probably not. See, you kind of just don't know. There are some guys that are super intriguing on paper. That seemed to fit the prototype profile of what Fred Hoiberg's looking for. But in terms of raw talent upgrade, I mean, I lean towards yes, but I would say the big thing is it is an upgrade of fit. That's what I think. That's the big thing. I think Hoiberg looked at this roster, said, doesn't fit. I need guys that fit what I want to do. And so what I do like about it is rather than doing the whole square peg round hole for a year and trying to be nice, you know what I mean? He said, you know what? I'm going to go get the guys that fit and go from there. Again, in my opinion, one of the biggest mistakes Mike Riley made was not going and getting his quarterback right away. It has nothing to do with my feelings towards Tommy Armstrong. I just don't think Tommy Armstrong ever fit how Mike Riley wanted to play. I mean, case in point, or is it point in case? Is it case in point? Case in point, okay. Case in point, they tried to make Tommy Armstrong a pocket passer, and he was second in the country in interceptions his junior year. You know, I just think the sooner you can get your guy in place, the better, or guys in place. Some people asked me last year, why wouldn't have Frost hung on to Tanner Lee? Because Tanner Lee doesn't fit, you know what I mean? You got to make sure people fit right away so you can just expedite the process of installing your system and way of doing things. So I think as much as anything, this is a referendum on fit. That's how I see it. 402-951-1620. Make sure you go check out the app, 1620 The Zone app, the website, 1620thezone.com. Find all the interviews on there. Kevin Kugler was great. Brian Munson was great. Reminder, tomorrow, we'll catch up with Danny Woodhead tomorrow. He'll stop by at 12 o'clock. Brian Christopherson at 11:30. Then Matthew Richard Chick is going to stop by at 1 o'clock. Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, George. He's at 1 o'clock now. We're altering some things. I like it. Coming up next, get a crossover game right with John and Josh. Get you ready for Unsportsmanlike Conduct next.